I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
How will we get back to normal? Notice the question is not about getting back to a new normal, but rather just normal. While life after the coronavirus has been a challenge and the reopening of society will require a gradual integration, it should not be assumed that society wouldn't be back to what we consider to be normal before St. Patrick's Day. That was the day the governor of Nevada shut it down, shut it all down. St. Patty's drinks were flowing in bars everywhere. Tim Brooks was handing out corned beef sandwiches to the players in the Emerald Island Casino. He was told his whole operation would have to shut down by midnight. Saturday, April 18th, looked nothing like the morning before. So-called non-essential businesses were told to close. Workers by the thousands were unemployed. Businesses that have served generation after generation, such as Ricardo's Mexican restaurant, will be closed and gone forever. The mental anguish will take as much of a toll as the medical and economic impact. So the question is, how can the surviving businesses get back to normal? Not a new normal, but normal. So-called non-essential businesses have already begun to open. They're being allowed to open by selling their goods via curbside pickup and delivery, the same criteria that applied to liquor stores shortly after the shutdown was implemented. After Nevada has weathered phase zero of the governor's reopen plan, we will enter phase one. It is believed that this phase one will allow for businesses to reopen with social or physical distancing being required in stores. Restaurants will be allowed to open at anywhere from 30% to 50% capacity. Some food establishments have already said they will continue pickup and delivery services because they just cannot pay the bills and employees with a partial reopen. So expect more distances in restaurants between tables and other guests. Expect slower service because there'll be fewer servers. Expect to wear masks wherever you go, including restaurants. Yes, you'll be able to take those masks off to eat your meal, but then put it right back on. People will be hesitant. Life will be stilted. Customers will not just go to their favorite restaurant to relax. They'll go out of the house, eat, and then return to their homes. However, as time goes on, people will return to those restaurants to just sit and enjoy a cocktail before the meal and then eventually order their dinner and enjoy the relaxed time with family or friends. We will return to that time. When people tell you that we'll never get back to what we knew as normal, don't believe them. It may take weeks or months, but we will get back to a normal way of living our lives. People cannot be told they have to live in perpetual trepidation and fear, and when not out and about for a purpose, they must stay hunkered in their homes. That restriction, that condemnation to home arrest just won't fly with most free people. Yes, reopening will come in stages, and it may take longer than any of us would like. That's very true. But what is very true, and make no mistake about this, we will get back to a time when we could come and go as we please. This dark cloud will become a thing that we remember as something that happened, that we overcame, and that we were able to move on from. No one should think we will forever be hampered by the restrictions we are currently experiencing. We'll observe what is necessary at this time, we'll slowly recoup and come out of our shells, and then we'll be ready to spread our wings once again. Why? Because we are a free-thinking people, and no one likes to be held down forever. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.